USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. One person is dead and a dozen others have been injured in Collierville, Tennessee. Police say a gunman opened fire inside a Kroger supermarket. The suspect is also dead by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, becoming the highest-ranking U.S. official of Indian heritage to welcome the Prime Minister. Modi hailed the election of Harris as an important and historic event, describing her as the source of inspiration for so many people across the world. He praised the United States for taking very important initiatives on COVID-19 and climate change. Harris responded by hailing India's commitment to democracy as she declared that democracies around the world are under threat and the United States and its allies must work to defend them. Harris also noted that India was a vital source of vaccines for other countries at the start of the pandemic, while the United States in turn provided support to India as it experienced a surge in cases. Earlier, she met with Ghana's president and promised the U.S. will send an additional 1.3 doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Aggressive and abusive passengers on the airlines have made it to Capitol Hill. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
There's growing concern in Congress about increasing numbers of unruly passengers on airline flights. Washington State Congressman Rick Larson opened a Democratic-led House hearing by calling out the disruptive behavior of unruly passengers.
It is disgusting, it is unacceptable, and it is a danger to fellow passengers, to crew, and the entire U.S. aviation system.
The Democrat adding many disruptions have involved the federal mandate on masks aboard planes.
An NBA player for the Pelicans is in jail. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
A 911 call from a woman inside the Woodland Hills, California home of NBA player Jackson Hayes in late July was brought to light when the LAPD released body cam footage on Friday. Hayes confronted officers and severely attacked one of them before being tased and arrested. Do the police have a right to enter the home without a search warrant? When a call for help is made from the home, Detective Jamie McBride with the LAPD Protective League on Fox News says, absolutely yes, they can enter.
Absolutely, an officer can go inside, especially in a domestic violence situation. The officer is still injured. He has a torn ligament, and he is not back in the field still today, and it's been over a month.
Mr. Hayes has been charged with battery on a police officer. The NBA has been silent on the matter.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.